What should the General Assembly's role be in education funding and policy? Should Indiana push to move taxpayers' education dollars to private and charter schools?
In 2002, and I got this, I recommend everybody watch the movie or the documentary. It's about our public education system called Rise Above the Mark. Okay. In 2002, we were spending about $108,000 per classroom with 22 students. 10 years later, by 2012, it had fallen to $82,000. With that fall in funding for our public schools, so have the test scores fallen. In fact, in 2013, 85% of our children passed the ISTEP reading test. Last year, only 4 years later, it had fallen to 75%. And of course, they just released ISTEP about a week or so ago, results for this year, and it showed that not even half of our children passed the math test and the reading test combined. So our lack of funding for our public schools is hurting our children. And if you want to look at it another way, we spend $8,500 per pupil in the state of Indiana. The national average is $12,000. We rank 49th out of the 50 states. And that once again shows, you know, we have this surplus budget of $1.8 billion. We're underinvesting in ourselves and we're underinvesting in our children. We should be putting enough money into education where our teachers can do the thing that we expect of them, which is to prepare our children for the economy of tomorrow.